Hi, love, and welcome back to the Pregnancy, Loss, and Motherhood podcast. It feels so good to say that. We've changed the name of the podcast twice, and this is just what it's meant to be. So we are back. I am your host, Valen Webb, postpartum and bereavement doula, mindset coach, mama four on earth and one in heaven, and the founder of Evelyn James & Company. And if you're here, you've walked through unthinkable loss, and I want you to know that you are so seen. I understand. And this podcast was really the original heartbeat of everything I do. It started a little over 3 years in the quiet aftermath of losing my daughter, Evelyn, who was stillborn at 40 weeks and 5 days. And it was really born out of the need and the ache to talk about her and what I experienced, to speak truth into the silence around pregnancy loss and really to offer something real to every mom navigating life after loss. So, and now we're back. Stronger, deeper, more aligned than ever, because the truth is you can rise again. You're allowed to change things. You're allowed to try a different direction. And if you're brought back multiple times, it's probably the path for you. You can grieve and grow. You can carry love and loss. You can rebuild your identity, reclaim your body, and rewrite your motherhood story. The season of this podcast is packed with powerful episodes, like how to rebuild after loss using personal growth and mindset work, how to stop chasing the shoulds and create space for who you really are, how to parent the baby you lost, and how to find joy again without guilt. We'll talk about nervous system healing, rage, shame, triggers, boundaries, and really all the deeply transformative power of choosing you again. This is Motherhood Reimagined. Each week, you'll also get a mini episode at the end of the week with one simple actionable tool to support your healing journey. Anything from grounding practices to grief rituals to affirmations and beyond. Maybe I'll even like share a cool craft or keepsake memory making thing you can do for your baby. This space is for the lost mom, the mother who is still becoming, because who we are is different after we lose a baby. You're not broken, you're being rebuilt, and I'm walking this journey right alongside you. So make sure to join the email list for weekly support, podcast updates, and exclusive grief tools straight into your inbox. You can join in the show notes. You'll see the option for newsletter. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Pregnancy, Loss, and Motherhood podcast. It sounds so good to say that. Today in this episode, we're going to talk about how we rise, not just how we survive after loss. And I'm really going to share how personal development became a lifeline for me after Evelyn died. And we'll talk about what it means to grow with your grief, not in spite of it. And really how healing doesn't mean forgetting. It means evolving. And so really, I wanted to start with like a personal reflection from my early grief days. And actually, I don't know if I'm going to post the video, but I have my journal right here that was given to me after Evelyn died. And literally the first page, well, after the, you know, this notebook belongs to, I could only write the date. Subject, baby Evie, date 7/21/19. I could not write anything. And so I'm so sorry if this makes you sad or cry, but I really want to share where I was in my headspace. It looks like I wrote another one on 7/21/19, July 21st, 19. This was the day after she died. My heart is broken. My arms are empty. My belly is droopy. My boobs are heavy. My baby is with God. I'm angry, sad, devastated. What happened and why? I don't know if you remember your very, very early days of just being kind of in a haze of denial. Like my body was just pregnant. My baby was just okay a few days ago. And now she's gone. Like it made absolutely no sense. So this, I didn't put a date on this journal entry, but it's between July 1st and August 19th of 2019. I feel like it hasn't hit me. My baby is gone. And in more awful terms, she's dead. She died in my belly, which was supposed to protect her. I feel that my body failed and killed my child. She was perfect, beautiful, and healthy. I carried her to term and started labor. And apparently, labor contractions can sometimes cause a placenta to detach. Why to me? Why this baby? Why did God have this in my plan? And I should just have faith that this was his will and that there is a reason. I don't feel like I'm grieving appropriately. I cry randomly throughout the day, but I'm struggling just to maintain my functioning level at bare minimum. I have to go to the funeral home tomorrow, and I'm so scared and so upset that I'm planning a funeral for my baby's death.
She was supposed to be home with me, breastfeeding and crying and spending time with her sisters. And that was all taken from me. A rare occurrence, which now makes my baby and I a statistic. My milk coming in is the biggest reminder of the fact that I didn't have a baby. Plus, it's super painful and makes me just want my baby. And all I can think about is having another baby. Now, I will tell you that this had to have been 2 or 3 days, probably 3 or 4 days after Evelyn was when I gave birth to her. And because I didn't even know my milk was going to come in. I was given a pamphlet in the folder that I brought home, but I never made it that far. And I'm sure somebody at the hospital told me, but there's no way that I was processing that or even worried or thinking about that in any way. And I also want to say, too, just this, apparently labor contraction can sometimes cause a placenta to detach. So, of course, when you lose a baby, we do research and we try to figure out everything we can about stillbirth or whatever loss we had. And apparently that is one of the causes. And it's one that made sense to me because as soon as my contractions started, she stopped moving. And so for me, that's my reality. And that's kind of what I believe happened along with the cord accident. But I just wanted to give you an idea of where my headspace was. That was heavy. Now, I wanted that personal reflection because I also want to talk about this whole moving on versus moving forward myth. And I will have to tell you, I absolutely hated this notion. I will tell you that nobody ever told me that. Actually, I'm sorry. I take that back. Two people told me that I would move on and I would get over it. You know, I will not name names, but I hated this notion. And always saying this, though, this idea of moving forward, moving on, seeing it on TV, social media, like at the time, it just really struck a nerve with me. Like no matter what happened in life, no matter what happens in life, we don't just get over it. We actually have to change. We have to neurologically change in our brains to continue to learn how to live in a different way with those circumstances that we have. We have to jump through so many obstacles. We have to sacrifice. We have to change. And this is when I had made the decision that I would move forward with her. She will always be with me. I will celebrate her. You know, she'll be with me in her urn or in spirit. And just wanting to tell you as well, please know you don't have to move on. These were our children. And moving on to me implies to forget about it, to act like it didn't happen, to leave it in the past, never to think of it again. All these terrible things really just imply moving on. And that's just not what we're doing. Just a reminder, just take all the time you need, right? Moving on, it's like a breakup in middle school or high school after 2 days, you know, nope, this is a lifelong experience that we carry with us, right? It's not something that we can just write off as, yeah, we just weren't meant to be like as kids, you know, always changing our minds. And really, I stumbled into personal development in 2016, okay? This is before Evelyn was even a thought. Still, I had my two younger daughters and John was just leaving on his first 7-month deployment in the Navy. And I think this was really the first time I realized like nobody was coming to save me. And it was a really, really hard thing to process. I realized if I wanted things to be better, if I wanted to feel better, I had to be better. And I had to be the one to make the plan and do the things to change my life. I was in a really rough place mentally after Violet. Man, Violet was probably 7 months old at the time. I was still breastfeeding. We had just moved to Washington from Virginia and we knew nobody. We had nobody. I was severely depressed, like wanting to die depressed. I don't think I've ever said that out loud because I feel shame around that, you know, knowing I have two little girls and I felt that way. And I was the only one they had, but I had to do it. And so I got on Amazon, which, you know, we haven't utilized too much yet, but I found Jen Sincero's book, You Are a Badass. And literally I read that book 3 times in the first, like those 7 months that he was gone while crying in the bathtub at night after my girls had gone to bed because things were so hard. I will say my dad came to visit, of course, but dads can only do so much emotionally supporting, you know. Especially not physically being able to support me, like helping with the kids and stuff. He was there for me, but I was alone. And over the course of those 7 months, I was literally unveiling this new version of me. You know, this version where I started taking radical personal responsibility for my life. You will hear me say that a lot because it is something that I had to do. It was a version of me where I worked out every day. I got a membership at a local gym that was close and they had childcare. This version of me that wanted to look better, feel better, act better. And over the last 9 years, guys, I've worked tirelessly feeding my mind with books and tools and resources and education that would help me on this journey, because I know that it's a lifelong journey. And it's like that journey that is what changes our life. Developing ourselves, our mind, our spirit, our bodies. And honestly, it just stuck. Like, if you saw my bookshelf, if you saw my journals, like, you would know. So after Evelyn died, I took to writing. I took to journaling. This book, this journal that I read from is literally specifically for the first year after she died. I never finished it, of course. I also had another one that I bought off Amazon, or no, sorry, somebody gifted it to me on Amazon. It was very religious and spirit godly. So it wasn't my favorite, but it had good journaling prompts. But I knew that in order to get better, I had to get better. And grief is a strange thing because sometimes you can't tell if it's grief or if it's depression or if it's postpartum depression. And so I also utilized talk therapy a lot to process Evelyn's loss, because we had other things that happened after Evelyn died. I don't really talk about it a lot. I talk about it sometimes. So if you've listened to an episode where I actually explain what happened, one day I'll do a podcast episode about all of it. But I had to feel better. I wanted to be a better mom, a better human, a better person. So that is where the personal development came in and why it was so important for me. I've also tried things like sound bath healings and Reiki energy healing, and all these modalities honestly do something different and they support your soul. And that really turns into, I wanted to talk about, so there's this term called post-traumatic growth. And so this isn't about getting over your loss. It's really about becoming someone deeper, wiser, softer, stronger because of it. And that, I believe, is what happened to me. It's really the kind of growth that cracks you wide open. And it really invites you to rebuild in a way that honors your baby always, but also the woman that you're becoming because of the loss. And I want to preface this by saying that some people don't view their loss as traumatic. Some people do. And there, again, there's like a spectrum of severity and trauma. And it's very personal, right? It's very subjective to each person. So after losing a baby, this type of growth, post-traumatic growth, can look like speaking your baby's name without shame. Even if your voice is trembling and you're nervous and you're worried about the outcome, you have made the decision to do it anyways because you know it's important to you. It could be setting boundaries because your energy is just sacred, right? We don't have great energy stores in grief. I 2 months, it'll be Evelyn's 6th birthday. And I don't know, since she died, I'm just not energetically who I was before. I don't think. This can look like trusting your body again after it felt like it betrayed you. Like I read in my journal, I think my body betrayed me at that moment in time. I don't believe that anymore. This could look like finding purpose in the pain. So whether through advocacy, support work, peer support, motherhood can be your sole purpose, you know, or simply living more intentional with purpose. And like I do with Evelyn James and Company, I needed to help people as a way to help myself. And honestly, that was a journey on its own. This can look like feeling joy without guilt. The first time you laugh again and you don't feel like you've done something wrong. It's that duality, because in the beginning, especially for me, I felt so guilty when I felt any type of joy. If I felt a smile creeping up on my face because, you know, smiling or laughing at my girls, I thought that I should be just chronically devastated all the time. So when you can do that without guilt, that's growth. Another way this could look is reconnecting with your intuition, your power, your voice, because you've walked through that fucking fire and you've lived, and reconnecting, your brain, that mind body connection and your intuition. Because if you were like me and you may have felt just a tinge that something might be wrong, but you didn't do anything about it and maybe blamed yourself, it's so important to get that trust back with your intuition. I don't know about you, but I am a human design like geek. I don't know everything there is to know about it, but I know about me. And I'm a manifesting generator, and I specifically use my intuition to guide my decisions. It's the only way I make my decisions. And so knowing that I didn't trust myself when I was pregnant with Evelyn and then she died, that was probably one of the hardest things for me to get over and to trust again. This could also look like holding space for others, because you now speak the language of loss and love in the same breath. That's what's great. Like, there are programs, peer support programs, like with Star Legacy Foundation and some others, where you can just go, you can talk with these other moms who are having these losses and really supporting them and just holding space for them. And then this could also look like believing in your future, carrying your baby with you. It's hard to understand what our future looks like when our baby dies. I don't think there's a way to, it's hard to explain, but being able to believe in that again, that there is a future where you're going to be okay, that's growth. So it's just remembering that grief and the healing and the journey of life in general, guys, it's not linear. It's not pretty, but it's real. And growth after loss looks a lot like survival, which turns into strength and resilience, because you've had no choice but to survive those worst days. And unfortunately, that is where our resilience and our strength grows, when we deal with the hard stuff. Like sadness, it teaches you how to sit with others and theirs. We know nothing can be fixed. So we know most what will help is just being with them silently. Like grief, that teaches you how to love harder, softer, and with more intention than ever. Like, this is a part of the post-traumatic growth that I'm realizing I'm really good at now. I'm a much softer person, mainly just aggressive during, you know, the week before my period. I'm like the prickly pear, loving softer, loving harder, being so intentional about how I spend my days with my family and making sure they know how much I'd love them every day. This is something I've been having such a hard time with lately. It's a limiting belief I have that when things are really good, something bad's going to happen. This is not a truth. It is a limiting belief that I grew up thinking because of my you know, the people that I was surrounded by, parents believed. And so when you lose a baby, you really get scared of everything. And lately that anxiety has been creeping up a lot. But again, this is the journey. You're not broken. You're rebuilding. You're revamping. You're the version, you know, you're a version of you that's emerging. She's powerful. She's rooted. She's a mom like no other. This mindset work that changed everything for me was about repetition. And it's more stuff we'll talk about, but holding thoughts on the screen of my mind, seeing me in a better place, seeing our family in a better place, you know, grieving sometimes, but living life mostly better. I think it's always an important reminder too, just grief isn't just about pain. It's about how to transform that pain. When we lose the baby, we don't just lose a child. We lose that specific piece of us, that version of us. You know, the dreams that we had that included that baby. Our sense of safety in the world, because it's such an out-of-order death. We are not meant to lose our children. In that devastation, something else can emerge, which is the deeper, more powerful version of who we are, right? We're moving through. We're growing because of it. And so, okay, so I wanted to share this scientific piece. As much as I talk, I also want you guys to know that a lot of what I talk about is rooted in evidence-based information, which means it's scientific. Like, it's something that's been proven. So there were these psychologists, Richard Tedeschi and Lawrence Calhoun, who introduced the concept of post-traumatic growth, which we just talked about, and all the ways that it can happen, and the positive psychological change that can occur as a result of struggling with these highly challenging life circumstances. So their research really identified 5 domains of growth that we excel in later down the road because of what happened to us. That's our relationship with others. So it really deepens our connections and our empathy towards others, right? new possibilities in life. I think we start to see things differently, and it really just opens up these new paths and opportunities. Let's see. So we have appreciation of life. Sorry, I skipped that one. Appreciation of life, which is a renewed gratitude for just the simple things that every day. I'm so thankful that I got to wake up today. I'm so thankful I have another chance with my children. I'm so thankful for this life. Okay, the relationship with others, deepened connections, new possibilities in life, the new path. So that's three. Four is personal strength, recognizing the increased resilience and inner strength. Realizing that when bad things happen, we know that there are way worse things that could have happened, and we learn how to process these things without losing our minds, without reacting. We learn how to deal with unwanted life circumstance. And then the fifth one is spiritual change. So really experiencing a deepening of spiritual beliefs or practices, but honestly, it can be another way. I know initially for me, God is a very traumatic topic for me from growing up. And so for me, it was opposite. I lost my faith, and some people do. But I know people who initially feel that way, but it eventually deepens. So don't worry if you feel that way, if you feel that God has given up on you and all these things, it may come back around and you may see it a different way. And these studies, they've shown that individuals who have experienced profound loss, such as losing a child, can really experience significant growth in these areas as opposed to other people who haven't experienced these profound losses. So not saying that our grief and this loss is a great thing, but we do become better humans, apparently. So really just the thing about grief, it forces us really to confront the core of who we are, our being. It challenges our beliefs, our identity, really our understanding of the world. But through this process, we can truly emerge more aligned with our true selves. We can reevaluate our priorities. We can have increased compassion. We can really empower ourselves and others, embracing the new selves, right? And so the company that I have built, Evelyn James & Company, it's a pregnancy loss support and training company. And the core, one of the core foundations is we believe in the power of mindset work as a tool for healing. Practices such as mindfulness, journaling, affirmations can really support the journey through grief, which helps cultivate the self-compassion, fosters that resilience. It really encourages a growth-oriented perspective. Grief is a profound teacher. It teaches us. While the pain of losing our children is immeasurable, the journey through grief can lead us to a more powerful existence. And it's sad that we have to go through this to experience that. I'm sure there's ways to experience it without experiencing the loss. But as we wrap up this episode, I just want you to remember, you don't have to go back to who you were. You get to build something new, someone new, if you really want to. It is a personal choice, and there's no right or wrong. There truly is not. And so just remember how strong, how powerful you are. You're not alone on this journey. You are not. Remember to look out for the mini episode at the end of the week where I will share one actionable tool that will help you on your personal post-traumatic growth journey, I guess I'll call it. I'm so happy you were here today. Make sure to check out the links in the show notes, whether it's to join our email, follow us on Instagram at valenweb.official. Check out the White Elm Bag. That's the only thing that I ever talk about, the only thing that I share with you guys. I'm an affiliate for them because I have bought a bag from them and I've loved it for years. And I truly believe in their company and the direction they're going. Vegan leather. They're gorgeous. Amazing. Check them out. And I will see you next week for another episode of the Pregnancy, Loss, and Motherhood podcast. Before I go, I have to tell you about something I'm genuinely excited to share because it's bringing me so much joy right now. I finally found a mom bag that actually fits my life and feels so cute doing it. It's from a company called White Elm, and I'm completely obsessed with this brand. John bought me this bag 3 years ago. I have one of the older versions, but getting ready to update. And it's a woman-owned business. She is a mom as well. And she's been constantly recreating the bags better and better and better every year. It holds everything, laptops, snacks, diapers, grief journal, your entire life. And it's so gorgeous. They have multiple colors, multiple styles. Some of these bags actually turn into backpacks just by changing the straps. And it's really just one of those things that makes me feel more like me. Even on the hard days when I'm grieving and I'm struggling, I want a reminder that I'm still me. I'm still a mom. I have other children who are depending on me and I gotta get my shit together. Like, this is one of those things that I just adore so much. Check them out. You can use my code VALENWEB at checkout for a 10% discount. I'm not into pushing products, but this one feels like something you would genuinely love, and I actually own one. I did a video, it's up on our YouTube channel if you want to like look at the type of bag that I got. Now, thank you so much for being here, for listening, and for walking this journey with me. If today's episode landed, please share it with another mom who might need it. That's truly how we build this brave, resilient, beautiful community together. Make sure you join the email list so you don't miss out. You can find that in the show notes. And remember, grief does not erase your power. You're still here. And that means something. Until next time, I'm wrapping you in love and reminding you you're not alone. Talk soon.